smarter, dream bigger, live brighter.
This show is hosted by the dexterous diva herself, Miss Jo Gifford. Your new secret weapon for whip smart workflow, marketing mastery, social media prowess, and all the creativity and technology you can handle.
Welcome to episode one, kind of the Work Smarter, Dream Bigger, Live Brighter podcast, hashtag DivaPod. And this is sort of episode one because I'm sure some of you know that I actually started doing a podcast back in January and kind of did two episodes of smart social content, left it for a while, and now I'm back with Work Smarter, Dream Bigger, Live Brighter. So it's a kind of cheeky episode one. Anyway, today I'm really thrilled to be bringing you an interview with my first ever guest, the lovely Joanna Hennon from createyourworld.me. Joanna has been part of the online Facebook group, which is offered as a private group for anyone who is signed up to my list. And I've known her for some time through that tribe. You can join my tribe by going to my website, www.dexterousdiva.co.uk, and you get the free access to the Facebook group, and it's a really fantastic place. It's full of entrepreneurs, and we are all in there sort of jamming every day and helping each other out with this journey of entrepreneurialism. And every Monday we have free hashtag Awesome Monday workshops, which are sort of Q&A sessions with all the various experts in the group, and that's totally free. We have a whole lot of support in there, so it really is a fabulous place to join. So do hop on in. So Joanna Hennon is an intuitive art coach, and she works with individuals and with groups also online to use creativity to really uncover your sort of messages and your guides in your life. And it's a really, really fabulous process that Joanna uses, and it's a great interview that we had. So I'm really excited to bring that to you. And as someone who has done one of her courses, I'm really, you know, thrilled to feature Joanna because it really is an amazing process. So without further ado, I bring you my very first guest, Joanna Hennon. Right, hi. So today joining me on the hashtag DivaPod, Work Smarter, Dream Bigger, Live Brighter podcast is the lovely Joanna Hennon. Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
Right, so Joanna, now we know each other, don't we, from my Facebook tribe, and you've been part of my group now for some time, and I've had the honour to actually come on some of your courses, which we're going to hear about in a minute. And so tell our lovely listeners all about you, what you do, and your business journey. How did it all come about, Joanna?
Well, I've settled on the label of intuitive and creative guide, which means that I use my connection to spirit and I use intuitive art to help people live the best lives, happiest lives that they possibly can imagine.
Amazing.
So yeah, it's really wonderful. I do two kinds of things. So I do intuitive readings, which is like coaching with a spiritual twist. So you'd come to me with something specific, a problem or a concern or a pattern, and I'd channel guidance for you from my spirit guides, and then we'd talk about what came through and what that means for you in your particular situation, what you should do with it. And the second thing I do is run intuitive art workshops on various topics, and in these I mix creativity and spirituality. So we use intuitive art because that's a way of bypassing the thinking process and accessing your soul level. So you get messages for yourself through your art, and then I channel additional stuff from my guides based on what you create. And that's kind of how you move forward in your journey. And I ended up here because I kind of had a burnout a few years ago, and I had to stop working for a couple of months. And well, this is where the universe led me. I started doing this work with someone myself, and then it changed my life completely and opened up all these possibilities and changed my thinking patterns and belief system and beliefs about what's possible in life. And I just got so excited that I wanted to do it myself for other people. And I just love it.
And your work is really, really powerful, you know, which I know having been on your most recent course, which was the Manifesting Your Dreams.
Yeah.
And, you know, for those of you that haven't sort of found Joanna's site, and we'll share all the details on the show notes and at the end of the podcast. But what I did recently with Joanna was it a weeks long course, wasn't it, Joanna?
Yeah, it was. It was a week long one.
And it was so powerful to work with art and to hear the messages from guides come through from artwork. I can't even convey how much that has done for me and for my business. And, you know, for my background as someone who has a kind of art training and sort of graphic design background and who loves painting and all that sort of stuff, it's actually part of me, which, you know, when busy life comes back and you've got kids and you're running a business and a home and a family, you know, taking time to sit with a creative journal or with your paints is something that often doesn't happen. And to reconnect that side of creativity, but not only that, but with channeled advice is just amazing. And I just want to pick up on what you said there about the burnout too, Joanna, because I'm sure kind of anyone who's been following me for some time knows of my sort of juggling my health conditions, my chronic fatigue, and I actually hit total burnout at 29, which is quite young.
That's young.
And I had a similar thing to you in that, you know, burnout occurred and the universe was obviously sending out massive messages. And in fact, it's happened a couple of times. I obviously haven't learnt from the first time to change direction. And what did that look like for you? You know, what did that stop sign look like for you, Joanna?
Oh, well, the stop sign was very intense. I basically collapsed at work and they had to call an ambulance to haul me away. And then it was just impossible for me to go back. I just kept crying all the time. And I decided, like, it took me like about a week to get back to kind of feeling anything remotely human. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, that's not normal. You know, it's not normal to feel that stressed all the time. It just can't be what life is about. There's so much beauty in the world and there are so many things to explore and discover. That stress cannot be what we're here to do. I just can't accept that. Mm-hmm. I have to believe that we're here with a higher purpose, that we chose to accomplish something that will make, you know, that will help us as souls progress on our journey, but that will also help others. Mm-hmm. I have to believe that.
And, you know, that's really coming through now in your current work, right?
Yes, and that's what really keeps me going. You know, it's people like you and that excitement that keeps me totally motivated all the time. Like I just love seeing the changes that this work brings to people. And you know, I first saw them in my own life, and I'm still seeing them. I mean, I'm still on the journey too. There is no destination. It's all about the journey. And I just really love showing people that they have a higher purpose, that they're what they're going through, even if, you know, there are problems and hardships, it's not random. Like it comes from something and you're always, always, always meant to work through it and learn something and end up in a different place. Like that's what it's all for. And we are so, I feel like we are so conditioned to not to dream big. Yeah. You know, that I just love when people get this different point of view, this higher perspective, when then normally when they have great ideas on what to do with their lives, their immediate response is like, oh no, I could never do that, you know? Mm-hmm. And then when they get this kind of different perspective that everything has a place and they, you know, they chose to be here and all these things, then suddenly they're like, but yeah, I can, you know, they believe that they can do all these things. They can accomplish wonderful things.
Absolutely. And that is just amazing. And what I really loved about your Manifest Your Dreams workshop was that, you know, a lot of us entrepreneurs, we're juggling lots of things and, you know, we're usually taking lots of courses or we're in different masterminds and different communities and time is pretty short. But your work was broken down into really doable steps. And so it's kind of, you know, sort of working with a mandala one day where you're sitting down after meditating and then drawing intuitively in a circle, which my family thought I was just nuts. and that's kind of half an hour, you know, and that's easy to fit in. And then you're doing a collage the next day and, you know, you're coming back with amazing readings and personalized stuff. And it was really doable.
Yeah, well, that was the point, because I started off running them from my house. And they were 2-hour-long workshops. And people found it really, really hard to find the 2 hours in an evening after a normal day's work and kids being put to bed and everything else, mm-hmm. to come to a workshop, to commit to that. And I thought, okay, I have to break this down. Also for myself, like, I'm only starting out. I have a full-time job as well. So, this is kind of on the side.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So
I am juggling a lot myself. So it's also more manageable for me. And it also, the breaking down the process over a week, first of all, it shows you that small steps small actions produce really, really big results if they're focused. And second of all, over a week, it gives you the time to kind of internalize the guidance and really build on it to go to the next step. Whereas in a face-to-face, two-hour workshop, you wouldn't have that luxury.
Absolutely. So really online is working for you to expand this model in so many ways.
Much better, yeah.
Amazing. So I was going to say, you know, what keeps you motivated in your business and what do you love doing? But all that is coming through so strongly.
Yes, yeah, it's just the people. It's the changes. It's changing. Yeah, it's inspiring people. That's I love that word. I love the word inspire. I know it's a little bit overused, but I really love it.
And that is absolutely what you do. You know, your whole approach, you know, with the work is so inspiring. And, you know, certainly myself, I was stalking you all over Facebook during that course, just enjoying it so much. So Joanna, as you're juggling your kind of entrepreneurial stuff and your full-time job and your family, because you've got a four-year-old, right?
I do have a four-year-old.
Wow.
Active little boy.
Oh my goodness. And, you know, I know how much hard work, you know, four-year-olds can be. I've got a couple at home too. So how do you work smarter? So what have you found that really helps you make the most of your time?
No, I was really thinking about this lately because there are so many, you know, so many great programs and apps, and you have so many wonderful suggestions for, you know, for organizing time and all these things, and I use them. But really, if I had to name one thing that helps me work smarter, it's really taking control of my thoughts. You know, because I used to get so bogged down in negative stuff of, oh, it's so hard, and I didn't get enough sleep, so it's so hard, and it's not fair, and I don't have the time, and I'm so tired and sad and depressed and whatever it was, that I was wasting all my energy on that. And then once I took control, it changed. So, like, that really helped me work smarter because I focus on my beliefs, I change them when I don't like the thoughts that they're creating, and I feel like I'm in control. So I set my intentions, yeah, you know, that today I'll have a productive day. I use affirmations, yeah, and I know that I am making the most of my time because my time is not being spent on complaining and wallowing in some, you know, in fear and in sadness. And this is what I teach my clients as well, to just take responsibility. It's your thoughts and emotions. That's how you create your reality. And you have complete control over those.
And I think that you're so, so right. And that's really good stuff, Joanna, because, you know, as you know, I've sort of shared with you recently that as a sort of working mum of two, you know, sort of business has been really taken off, and anxiety is something that I've been dealing with in my life, and it's something which pops up every now and again. And I think a lot of us out there will resonate with that feeling of stress, of overwhelm. You know, we work in a world now which is saturated with emails, you know, social media, on your Instagram, on your Facebook, on your Pinterest, on your Twitter. We are in constant reach, and that overwhelm could just have you tied up in knots all day. And you're so right, you know, you could have a million apps, but taking control of your thoughts, and I've been practicing a lot recently with mindfulness and meditation, yeah, and EFT, and, you know, like you, setting my intention for the day,
yeah,
and saying, you know, today is a gift, I'm going to roll with it, I've got my children, I've got my wonderful business, I've got my health. And to stop those thoughts before they start manifesting into all that stuff of, I'm so tired, I haven't slept. And
exactly. Which is normal with kids in the house.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Nobody sleeping sleeps. Is a problem.
Nobody sleeps. So that's amazing advice. And what challenges have you faced in dreaming bigger?
I guess the challenges I faced, and some, you know, and still face, as I said, it's all a journey. It's not like I've arrived somewhere and now I'm bringing others to that destination. We're all on a journey. Are the same, the challenges are the same as everybody else faces, you know, the I'm not good enough, the who would ever trust me on this, you know, I'm a fraud, and eventually people will find out.
I think so many of us have that one. I was chatting with, you know, with somebody else yesterday, and we all just kind of, you know, were saying, you know, someday someone's going to knock on my door.
Yeah.
And say, what are you doing? Yeah.
Exactly. Like, people pay you for this?
I know. Why are they paying you? Yeah.
So, and even like one that was really surprising to me was this fear of success. So you kind of, people talk about fear of failure a lot. And the kind of, you know, the society's take on failure and how we shouldn't fail and how actually failure is good, all this stuff. But not many people talk about the fear of success, and that's out there too. And you have all these beliefs kind of ingrained in you since school that, you know, if you succeed, then you'll be this kind of person. And kind of if you don't want to become that kind of person, then you kind of subconsciously block yourself from success. So it's really quite complicated.
It really is. And in fact, I'm currently doing Denise Duffield Thomas's Get Rich Lucky Bitch Boot Camp.
Oh, are you?
I am, and it's you know, she's brilliant, and
she's brilliant.
A lot of the blocks around getting rich and what that means, as we're sort of working through in the group and through her amazing material, which I will recommend to everybody, and would obviously put the link up as well at the end of the show. But you know what. A lot of that is around is what, you know, what does it mean to be rich? And
yeah.
What does it mean to, you know, to be successful? Because, you know, are you going to be a snob? Are you going to alienate your friends and family? You know, what does that mean?
Yeah, for me, one of the hardest things that I've had to overcome, and I think this one is okay now, is that being super successful will mean that I have to work super hard.
Right.
Because, yeah. That's just how I was brought up, you know, like that I can accomplish anything I want as long as I work super hard. And that kind of, you know, stops me then, because then I also want to spend time with my family. I don't want to work all the time, you know. So that's a block that I've had to struggle with. But I find that the trick is like kind of not, they will always come up. So you have to understand that they will always come up. And once you conquer this one, another one will show up. Like it's a journey. But the trick is not to let them take over when they do come up, you know. So you identify them and you acknowledge that they're here and you move on in whatever way it works for you. And some people meditate. Some people journal about what comes up. Some people use affirmations. It doesn't matter. EFT, I love EFT.
Me too.
And so just kind of whatever feels right to you, whatever works for you, but just don't dwell.
And that's the key. And in fact, you know, doing all this stuff, you know, to kind of have journaling, EFT, meditation, I'm doing, you know, sort of mindfulness practice, all that stuff in your day, you can kind of think, really? Because I don't even have time to get off with anything else. But I find now that just building in time, I start my day with some tapping and a kind of intention and a brief meditation. I'm tapping throughout the day. I'll take a, you know, sort of 5 or 10 minute you know, sort of switch off meditation and go outside and make sure that I'm outside in nature, that I'm breathing, that I'm switched off from everything. And I think if we don't,
right?
You know, you just have to turn it all off sometimes, don't you?
But it helps, right? I mean, you have to, sometimes you kind of have to force yourself to do it and get out of the, I don't have time for this, you know, non-productive stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it helps. It always, always, always helps. And it's a wonder. I try to do 10 minutes of EFT every day. And on various things, and I just, you know, I just kind of go on YouTube and do whatever appeals to me that day, and I find it works wonders.
It does, you know. It's a strange thing, isn't it, EFT? And you know, for those of you listening who might not know, EFT is emotional freedom technique, and it works by you know, basically sort of tapping on the karate chop point of your hands and in between your eyebrows and next to your eye, below your eye, under your nose, on your chin and your collarbone, and then just by your side. And it's kind of acupressure points, Joanna, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, that's right. So it's like acupuncture without needles, which is great.
Yeah, and you're basically saying things out loud, so you're sort of talking about your fears and you're, you know, sort of telling yourself that you can let these things go. So do have a Google around if you, you know, if you want to give EFT a go. It's certainly something that's been coming up a lot in my life recently, dealing with sort of business growth and financial blocks and you know, anxiety around success and all of that stuff, which I'm sure most of us entrepreneurs go through.
Yep.
So Joanna, how do you live brighter as an entrepreneur, and what does success and living brighter mean to you?
To me, living brighter is really following my heart.
Yeah.
So if I hate doing something in my business or in my life, I'll either drop it or I'll outsource it if it has to be done.
Yeah.
I find like if I spend my time doing things I dislike, and it's too easy to fall back into the negative thought patterns, you know? So I make sure, well, you know, to the extent possible, that I only do what I really love doing. And that means that, you know, taking the time to take breaks, to spend time with my family. I mean, that's why, you know, that's why we're doing all this stuff too, is to have a balanced life. And I have a wonderful husband and a little boy who lights up my world, and Success has to include time with them. Otherwise there's no point.
Absolutely. And you know, same here, you know, having two little 4-year-olds and a wonderful partner, you know, success to me means that I can pick them up from school, you know, I can go to the meadow with them and sit there with an ice cream. That means way more to me than working, you know, all the hours ever because we feel we should. And you know, sort of like you, Joanna, I'm a massive fan of outsourcing what you don't love. And the moment that I outsourced my accounts was like heaven to me because, you know, sort of numbers make me cry, but I'm really good with creativity. I'm good with inspiring others. I'm good with blogging. I'm good with all that other stuff. Numbers, no. And you know, I'm a big fan of using fancy hands as well, which has been a great kind of asset in my business. For those, you know, for those of you that don't know, fancyhands.com, I will also add that to the show notes where you can just outsource little tasks here and there. And we both have a VA, don't we, as well, Joanna?
Yes, I that was a huge step for me recently. I, you know, I haven't hired, I didn't, a VA is a virtual assistant. I didn't hire her for like huge blocks of time, but just for a little bit help. And I love it. I mean, I'm sure I'll be giving her more and more work because it's just fantastic. Once you kind of break through that barrier of, you know, of, yeah, I can't afford help, it makes such sense to outsource stuff so that you can spend more time on creating content, which is the stuff that will bring value to people.
Absolutely. It just makes so much sense. And you're so right. It's really hard to kind of justify, especially as mums with a growing business and, you know, maybe we're not making our first million just yet, that to outsource early on, you kind of feel, well, that, yeah, that's a real extravagance. But if it means you can spend time doing what, you know, work where your passion lies and you can actually get loads of that stuff done, which people love, which they'll buy into, that is worth more in the long run. That's such a great place to be. So what advice would you give anybody else, Joanna?
Well, we've mentioned this several times already, but my advice is always to live consciously. And that's really what I'm all about, what my work is about. So pay attention to what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're doing. Does that, you know, is that in your best interest? Does that really serve who you are, who you want to be? And that awareness is half the journey to joy and fulfillment, I find. That's really, it's really a huge step.
And it's actually something which is very simple, that's within the reach of all of us, that we forget about, isn't it? It's something so basic, just to come back to yourself and be present and be aware.
It's simple, but I think that often people find it uncomfortable because they're afraid, they're afraid to start because they're afraid of what they might find, and then some of the beliefs are make them quite uncomfortable. So some you know, sometimes it's just difficult to believe the stuff we've picked up.
No, that makes total sense. So, give us a little bit of promotion, Joanna. You know, what are you working on right now? Where can we find you on that there interweb? How can we hook up with you?
Well, I'm just finishing up a series of intuitive art workshops on, as we mentioned, on dreaming big, on finding your passions, and on connecting with your inner child. And I'll be running these again as a set in the fall. I haven't announced this yet, but my next workshop will be on, it'll be something called The Magic in Me.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. It's I've done this one live before, and I really like it. So I'll be running that in June, and it's something to help you find that unique part of you that makes you you. And knowing that part and being in touch with that part is what will give you the confidence to be your true self in everything you do, not just in parts of your life, but everywhere. So it's kind of a centering thing.
Wow, well, that sounds like something that I'll be definitely signing up to. That sounds amazing.
And then I had a bit of a brainstorming session yesterday, and now so I'm also planning workshops for parents who want to know why their kids chose them and what they're meant to teach each other, which I'm really excited about because I did some work on that for myself and my son, and I just find it really illuminating to understand some of the behaviors that we have and some of the patterns that we have and why we're going through them, why
That
we're
sounds
playing out.
perfect. So where can we find you? Where's your website?
My website is createyourworld.me, and yeah, I invite you to visit and sign up for my newsletter. That's the best way to make sure that you'll get all the information on time or first even. And in the next couple of weeks, I'll be releasing a free course on learning to connect with your own intuition. That'll be released to my mailing list first. So if you want your hands on that, then definitely visit me at createyourworld.me.
And I think we absolutely want our hands on that. That's amazing stuff. That's really good stuff. And of course, anybody who hasn't joined the tribe yet, if you go to my website, dextrousdiva.co.uk, and click on the join my tribe, add your email address, and you get access to our private Facebook group. And of course, you can meet Joanna in there. And we've in fact been doing our awesome Monday workshops in there, haven't we, Joanna? And you did one on card readings the other week, which was really, really brilliant. It's a great community, so you can meet everybody in there. And Joanna, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much. This was so much fun.
It was so much fun, and I'm really excited that we can share your work and your world with other people. And I can absolutely recommend sort of checking out Joanna's site and her stuff. And we look forward to hearing all about your new courses in June. Thanks, Joanna.
Great, thank you.
Work smarter, dream bigger, live brighter.
So there we have it, the interview with the wonderful Joanna Hannon, and I really hope you go out and check out all her amazing stuff on her website. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love for you to share it. I would love even more for you to leave a little review on iTunes and on Stitcher for me. And also, if you would like to be a featured guest on #DivaPod to share with us all how you work smarter, dream bigger and live brighter, I would love to hear from you. So you can contact me through the contact form on my website. So just sort of drop me a little note and get in touch. All right, I'll be back next time with another expert interview from an amazing entrepreneur. Until then, work smarter, dream bigger and live brighter. Bye.